imagine if you tracked your putts and how many fairways you hit and how many greens you hit, and then you improved in those areas, it's going to motivate you, right? Mm-hmm. A lot more than if you just went out and hoped that you beat the score you had last time.
Right.
Because you're probably not going to, in reality. Showing progress with a plan really helps you motivate to continue on that journey.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Welcome in to the Retirement Cafe alongside Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. They are certified financial planners at Avery Wealth. I am Ben George. Today, we're talking about how to have success, right? One of the keys to success is tracking your progress along the way. You know, it's like this really in just about any aspect of life, but it's especially true with your finances as well. So we're going to talk about today why tracking your past, your present, and your future are all important for success long term. Guys, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to kind of look back over things and kind of get a sense of where we are. And I like the aspect of looking ahead to the future too. So I'm kind of curious how this conversation is going to go because, you know, as you mentioned before, we kind of got started offline. We're talking about it's just important, right? To track your progress so you can kind of see where you are. And that's one of the keys for long-term success. So as we get started, just kind of explain in your own words why this is so important.
Yeah, I think first of all, you know, time just gets away from you. Like that's a huge thing. And you know, tracking is sometimes monotonous and it's kind of like, I don't really want to do that. But it's been proven over and over again. Like Brent and I both like to play golf.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that's so interesting, and this isn't, I don't think it's been as in depth as in past years as it has been recently. But if you look, watch golf, the Pro Tour, they measure everything.
Oh,
like strokes gained on the green, like driving, you know, you look at all these things. So every single player out there, they track everything, right? So they can look and be like, hey, I'm losing strokes right here. This is what I need to practice, right?
Yeah, and even in their swing, they track every, like, what's the ball speed and how much spin and all these things, and how do I improve that number to get another yard or to, you know, those little things.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right, like hitting greens or hit, you know, how many putts did I have, all those things. If you're not tracking it, it's hard to improve.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of this is that you got to kind of create, and this is harder because they've got everybody doing that stuff for them, right? So it's like then their coach is like, oh, here's where you're, you know, need to improve. This stuff you have to take ownership of, and it makes it more difficult. But really what you're trying to do is create your own report card, right?
Yeah.
Like from a standpoint of, again, how have I been doing from the in the past? Where am I right now? And based on what I'm doing, what's my future look like, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the biggest thing is we feel like you're never going to have peace of mind around money if you're not confident in what you're doing, you know where you are and know where you're going.
Yeah, and those report cards, it doesn't have to be like you can learn, right?
Yeah.
From mistakes that maybe you've made. Everybody's made mistakes with money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who you are. And so learning from those things instead of just being like, oh, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
if I just ignore my bank account, it never happened,
yes.
Right?
maybe next time I look, somebody will have deposited money in there.
Right? Yeah, right.
That's funny. You always kind of like, oh, man, I just don't want to look. Maybe it's not as bad as I think if I just don't ever pay attention to it. But that's exactly what you mean by tracking where you've been. So kind of give me some examples of this and kind of how it's applied to, you know, a little more specifically to our finances and our planning process and why it's important.
Yeah, I think very, very the first thing to really look at is that how have you been doing with your savings plan, right? How has your money been growing over time? And honestly, like other things like your debt load and, you know, your overall financial metrics, if you will, like how are those things changing over the last 5 years and 10 years? One of the big challenges that we see all the time and Brent and I, it kind of it rubs us a little bit. But most people that bring in like investment statements, they never get any kind of a long term report as to how they've been doing.
I can't even think of when I've ever seen somebody bring in any type of statement or performance report that shows, it might show last year, right? But do you ever see them that say since inception or last 3 years, 5 years?
No.
Any of that. It just doesn't exist. I mean, and so a lot of times it's just like, well, what's happened recently? And that's pretty much all they know.
Yeah. And the problem with this, it's pretty deep. So the first problem with it is that let's just break it into whether you use an advisor or you're a do-it-yourselfer. So, because they both carry some of the similar risks. If you haven't been able to track long-term how you've been doing, the advisor, let's say you're working with an advisor, they're going to tend to focus on what just happened. Mm-hmm. And so to placate you, they might be like, well, yeah, we're going to make these changes, right? Yeah. And it's going to fix everything. Yeah. So I know the return hasn't been good, but now we're going to fix it. And they can play that game over and over because the reality is most people don't really want to make a change, right,
yeah,
from an advisor. So, but if you had a long-term report, you'd be able to look at it and go, well, wait a minute. We've been going through this for 6 years and the markets have returned X and I've only gotten Y. What's going on?
Right.
Right. So you've got a true measuring stick to make sure that you're getting the results that you should be getting, right?
Yeah. And the same thing, if you're doing it by yourself, you need to hold yourself accountable for all the investment or selections that
right.
you have made, right?
Right?
Not just the ones that were home runs. And this is unfortunately what we see a lot of times with people who are do it themselves is like, well, I bought this stock or this fund and mm-hmm. it did great. You know, I killed it. Well, what about all the other ones? Right. And keeping track of what your overall picture looks like from on an investment front and making sure that you're getting the returns that you should be getting.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, it's like Vegas. You tend to remember the good experiences yeah. there, but not the bad ones, or you block them out. But you're ultimately, it's affecting your future,
right?
So, like, if you've got a good report of what's happening, and I'm going to break down what I consider a good report. So when I look at this, it's pretty simple. Like, I'm thinking, okay, what did I start with at the beginning of the period of time? How much money did I put in or take out? How much did the value change outside of what I put in or took out? And then what was that percent return, right? Those are things I want to know if I'm an investor. Like, how have I been doing in numbers that are simple to understand?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you know, you see some reports where it'll show, yeah, your account value has gone up. It's got these bar graphs every month or year. Then you look closer and that included what you put
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's not really very helpful.
Yeah, it doesn't help at all.
But one of the reasons that I think this is so important too, and I think Brent would agree, they run this report. It's called the Dalbar Report, which has been run for years. And what it generally finds out is that markets return a certain level and most investors are way below that, right?
Yeah, and historically speaking, the average investor has really, if you look at a lot of these Dalbar reports, because they do it, you know, for every 20-year period,
yeah,
most of the time, the average investor is getting about half of what the market really provides.
Yeah, yeah, and they're right. they're losing a ton of wealth because they're not tracking it. And the one thing that's so hard about money is oftentimes what feels right is the wrong thing to do.
Yeah,
like markets are going down, oh, I got out,
yes.
Or you know, markets are going up and I'm getting in. And so sometimes the things that feel right are actually really wrong when it comes to really capturing those long-term returns. So if you're not tracking, you're putting yourself in a really bad spot to not capture. Number one, if you're doing well, you're like confident, hey, I'm following a process that's
yes.
working. If you're not doing well, then you can what? You could figure out what do you need to adjust to change.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty straightforward there.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, honesty is important in life, right? But I think when you're really evaluating your finances and you really want to figure out where you want to go and how to get there, it's tough. It's really tough to look back and be critical of yourself and your spending and have an honest look at things. But in order for you to get where you want to go, you got to know where you've been, as you said, and that's why it's so important. It's not easy. It's not easy to look back and kind of evaluate that for sure. What about the next one, the current, our reality? What are we doing right now? What are some of the things that we're tracking in this area?
Yeah, this is a great one because everyone really needs to know this, right, Brent?
Yeah, we need to understand. I mean, I think the biggest thing that we need to understand is what's your net worth, right?
Yep.
Like, where are you? And that encompasses a lot of different things. What are your assets? What are your liabilities, right? And making sure that's growing over time. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing, but there's so much that goes into it
mm-hmm.
that it's really important. You know, so we understand, like, a balance sheet would give you that. Your income statement, like, what incomes do you have coming in? What types of protections and what tax bracket are you in?
Yeah, we talked about in a prior podcast, like, tax planning. I think the one thing, like, let's just talk for a minute about the balance sheet and the income statement. And we want to make sure everybody's clear. Balance sheet's just simply, what do you have? Like, what do you own and who do you owe, right? Yes. So you're just kind of laying that all out to get your net worth. That income statement's kind of what's coming in, what's going out, right? So in money, then expenses, everything going out. And the reason that's important is that typically Americans have not nearly enough, what I want to say, excess at the end of the day when they have their money come in and money going out. Oftentimes, it's almost zero, like the net, and that's not good, right?
Yeah, that's living paycheck to paycheck, right? That it, simply put, is just, hey, you're getting this much and you're spending that same amount. Like, that's probably not going to turn out real well in the end.
Yeah, and that's really scary. So that's something where you want to track it and say, where am I right now? And if there's some, right away you're going to see if there's some issues, you know. Yeah. And then also when we talk about asset protection, thinking of things like, hey, is my life insurance up? You know, like use a real simple rule. You know, I like 10 times my income if I've got people depending on that income. I think that's not perfect, but it's just a good simple way to think about it. And then do I have some disability coverage if I, you know, became disabled and couldn't work? Is that in place? So it's like we use something called an asset map, which is really, I think, a good way to display all that visually. Like, where am I right now? It doesn't show the tax bracket, but that's a separate report, right?
Yeah, and it shows all of that information on one, basically one page, so we can really understand, you know, what you have, right? And what's your net worth? What does that all amount to?
Yeah,
and who do you owe, as Dan?
Yeah, and are there any holes, right? So like if the life insurance box has nothing in it, you're like, you know, you've got two kids and a wife or whatever it might be, you know, and so thinking through those things. But really, I think another thing, it's a great way to just identify potential issues, right? So like, what are some of the things that we got here, Brent, on some of the issues that may address, like, some of like possibly like debt?
Well, so I mean, debt's a big piece of it, right? Is do you have too much debt or the wrong kind of debt would be identified by looking at this sheet.
Yeah.
You know, if you have credit card debt or, you know, a lot of automobile debt and things like that, that are really drains on your ability to grow your net worth. And then I think just looking at it from a long term, we had a episode recently on taxes, is understanding where your savings is going to and what the tax implications are of those. So we can really see that really quickly. If somebody has been saving their whole life and all they have is pre-tax, right?
Right.
That can be an
issue. That would be where, like, on their balance sheet, right?
Yes.
You'd be able to see, like, this is an IRA or a 401k, this is a Roth. So you could start seeing how much is in each of those buckets.
Right. And it would help you identify if that's going to create a problem down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like one of the things with this cash flow that I noted too is just what's your savings rate?
Yeah.
You know, how much are you actually saving each year? Do you have emergency funds? That's going to be on there. You're going to see that, right?
That's a huge one.
Do you have, we talked about insurance, and then, you know, overall, what's your net worth and where is it for your age? You know, and there's some basic rules on that that you can look based on your income and all that, on where you should be at. And then again, like Brent was touching on, proper savings plan based on your taxes and everything else, it's going into the right bucket. But overall, it's like it's a starting point.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think, you know, we talked about the things in the past, you know, and where you are presently. So if you're tracking your net worth over time, you can hopefully see the impacts of the things that you're doing and how that's growing and growing and growing.
Yeah. One thing I want to note on that is if you just start today, tracking these couple of metrics, then you're going to build a history.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see where you've been, right? So you can use it on a simple spreadsheet, put a date, you know, every 3 months or whatever, and just be like, boom, you know, every 3 months, here's where these numbers were. That's, you could do something that simple, and it's going to give you that data. And you can see as you develop some time there, how you're doing.
Yeah.
Is your net worth getting bigger? Is your cash flow improving? You know, all that kind of stuff.
And we all know, I mean, there's motivation in improvement, right? And so we talked about golf, for example. I mean, imagine if you tracked your putts and how many fairways you hit and how many greens you hit, and then you improved in those areas. It's going to motivate you, right? A lot more than if you just went out and hoped that you beat the score you had last time.
Right.
Because you're probably not going to in reality. But this, you know, showing progress with a plan really helps you motivate to continue on that journey.
Yeah, the more data points, I guess, you have, the better understanding you'll have too, right? Because you could have a good round where you made a bunch of putts, but overall, you might not be a great putter. You might be losing strokes on the green long term. But the more you can track this, the better off you'll be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just like in lots of things. Same thing why Weight Watchers makes people get on the scale, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like if you get on the scale every day, we had this guy that used to work with us and he was in really good shape. He got on the scale every day. And he said, the reason I started doing that is I used to have a weight problem. And he said, so once I got that weight off, I didn't want to go back there. Yeah. So he's like, the way I made sure I didn't was by tracking it every day.
Wow. Very interesting. Well, once you kind of get an idea of where you are, you know, you know whether or not you're on track by doing this, by knowing where you've been, where you are presently. Got a pretty good idea if you're on track with your savings as well as having your debt under control. Those are obviously very important regarding your financial health. So once you've done those two things, how do you move forward? What's the next step? How do you start thinking about the future?
That's where I think it gets fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's really where a financial plan starts to take off. So you're looking at where you currently are and then how you can improve your situation in those areas. Like what things can you do to help yourself?
Yeah. And I think sometimes people make it way too complicated. Like, oh, I don't want to deal with financial planning. Many times it's just like, let's look at where you're at. Like Brent just said, hey, look, here's three things that we can immediately do to improve your long-term situation, right?
Right.
And then it's kind of wash, rinse, repeat. Okay, yep. We did those three things. Where are we now? What can we do to, you know, continue to move forward? But to me, like, this is where it's a lot of fun because then you're like, okay, so here's where we are. Let's get all that stuff into our system and then let's have some fun and be like, hey, when would you like to retire as an example? Oh, I'd love to retire at 60. Okay, let's see what that looks like. Let's figure out what's a reasonable amount of money for living expenses and healthcare and travel and cars and home maintenance and all those other things, right? And start looking at, so based on what you're doing, we can fast forward and say, are you on track?
Right.
Or are there things that maybe you need to do a little different to get you there? But that's where I think ultimately people get really, they're a lot of their peace of mind, right?
Yeah, they get peace of mind. And then I think they also begin to think about other things that are really their dreams.
Yeah.
That they might be able to achieve. You know, so what if we did save 3% more per year or whatever may be the case?
Yeah.
You know, and how does that impact my situation? Or what if, you know, how are my investments impacting my ability to be successful? So you kind of start putting these in and model that and see what it looks like and how it changes your likelihood of success.
Yeah. And the other thing too is just doing some scenario testing. Hey, what if somebody passes away early? You know, heaven forbid. But we know it happens. What if somebody becomes disabled? How does that affect where you're going, right? So it's like that forward, that future part, I think is just a lot of fun because it really allows people like Brent was saying just to kind of open up their mind and be like, oh, what if, you know? Because once you find out that you're doing the right things and you're going to be okay, so it's that kind of that human desire to just have that safety and security. Then it allows you to kind of to like exhale and be like, oh, well, if we can do that, could we do this?
Yeah.
And that's fun because it really does allow you to dream a little bit with, you know, what your future might hold.
I love this conversation. It's a great way to look at it and a great way to understand yourself better and your finances better and then have some fun by actually getting towards that end goal that you want to have in retirement and be able to do that's a lot of fun. So let's kind of close it out as we like to do for most episodes by just providing a little bit of summary, the importance of tracking that past, present, future, and just kind of help us put this in one little nice ball to finish it up.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing is it's just measuring your money can be the key differentiator, right? Like it's just like, I mean, we laugh about golf or whatever, but the money's super important to your family and to your own peace of mind. Tracking it is key. And really starting off with where you've been, where you have been, if you can get honest,
yes.
Whether you manage your money yourself or whether you have somebody helping you, and you truly can be honest in that area, you can really make huge improvements. That's where you can get in a lot of trouble, right? Like if you don't make
adjustments. Yeah, because you're never going to fix your problem if you can't be honest about, you know, where you've been and the mistakes, like we talked about, the mistakes that you've made. You're never going to improve your situation if you just blindfolded,
yeah.
Right? Hoping for a good result.
Yeah, like, or my advisor's a good friend of mine. I don't really want to have that difficult conversation when maybe you need to. And when you move forward to where you are today, I mean, it really just helps you identify maybe some gaps in your situation. You know, whether it's too much debt, like we're talking about, problems with cash flow, you know, problems with the diversification of your savings buckets, all that stuff. It just is like, here's where we are. Here's some immediate things we look that are jumping out at us. And then that future, like we were saying, that's where the fun kicks in, right? You can really start to dream and really ensure that what you're doing today is going to get you where you want to be.
Right.
Because ultimately, that's what really matters. So it all kind of works together, but it's all, a lot of it's just being truthful with yourself, you know, and being like, hey, let's just admit, you, no one's perfect. Everybody can make improvements. And so this is a way to kind of do that, but don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Years fly by.
They do. And we, I mean, that's the thing is we've all heard the story about people who, well, I turned off my 401k savings and then never turn it back on or things like that. Like Dan is so right. Don't procrastinate on these things. Do these things. Track where you are and where you want to get to, and you'll be so much more successful.
Yeah. One real quick note I want to put on that. You want to be the person when you get to retirement that can be out like doing the things you love, whether that's golfing or whatever else. You want to be the one that's just out enjoying it and with the people you care about, the cause you care about. You don't want to be the people that are on their phone nonstop looking at the markets, wondering if it goes down, am I going to be in trouble?
Right.
You're never going to have peace of mind that way. So do it the right way. Take some time, you know, into your own future, and we think it pays off in a big, big way.
Yeah, I think it does too, and it's important to be honest with yourself. Hey, you might have spent too much on a car, or you might not be saving as much as you should, but addressing those things is important, and it will help you out over the long term. And hopefully this episode kind of helps you understand that. Maybe you'll take a closer look at your past and present so you can get on a better track for the future. But as always, rely on somebody to help you out. Don't be afraid to ask for help in doing those things. Dan and Brent are both certified financial planners at Avery Wealth, and they can absolutely help you out through this process. Just go to averywealth.com. You'll find out more about them, the resources they provide, a lot more information and education on the website as well, and it'll all help you out there. But we put every episode of the podcast up there as well. You can find them there, so please check that out once you get done with the show. All right, guys, looking forward to it. I think we got a bright future ahead on the podcast. We'll have to go back and track where we've been a little bit first and figure out where we need to go, but I love this conversation.
Yeah, it's been fun, Ben.
Thank you.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.